Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. For those of you who don't know me, my name is Joseph Latulip, member of Faith Baptist Church, Regent's Park, and Sydney Bible Baptist College graduate 2014. Truly, all glory belongs to God. If you asked me 4 years ago how my life was planned out, Bible college was not on the list, and salvation was unknown to me. I was heading anywhere but church. I was doing anything but spiritual things. I was with anyone who wanted the same. I was quite ambitious, wanting to join the army from a young age. During my later teen years, I decided I wanted to join the Special Air Service Regiment, or the SAS. And this was the only thing I really studied. I remember watching numerous documentaries on them. I studied how they lived and how they breathed and what it took to get in. Everything else was foreign to me. I trained physically for years, literally every day, running every day, and being occupied with sport to keep me fit. I tried to prepare myself mentally for it, with memory work. I bought many books on the SAS and read them in days. I remember this one book called Warrior Brothers by Keith Fennell. He was formerly an SAS soldier, retelling his experiences of his life in the regiment. He would be instrumental in my final year of Bible college. I wanted that sandy-coloured beret so bad that I was going to run through a brick wall to get it. I would have to pass the infamous 3-week selection course in order to do it. And I made up my mind that they were going to have to scrape what was left of me off the floor during selection because I wasn't going to give up. When the time came for me to join, minor setbacks disabled me from joining the Defence Force. This led me to fall back on Plan A, which was to try Plan B, which was to try Plan A again. Back and forth, I went in a tug-of-war with the Defence Force for 2 years, trying desperately to get in, but they were adamant with the decision to reject me. This setback would later lead me to an encounter with Christ months later. At the end of the month of February in 2011, I was saved by Jesus Christ, who gave me new life with new desires. And I praise God for His love, mercy and grace that never ceased for a moment. He gave me His Spirit, who quickened me, and I was acquainted with the Word of God, in which I had an unshakable desire to read. I had developed a relationship with the Creator, who wanted to know a speck of dust like myself. A turning point in my life came in May 2011, as I felt God leading me towards Bible college. Brother Robert had preached the Sunday morning message, and I don't remember the content of the message, but I remember standing in the pews for a very long time, trying to make sense of Bible college. While this was happening, Angelo Gusis walked up to me, and he told me he was going to Greece. I didn't know how to take any of this, but I knew God was moving hearts. By July 2011, I had finished the soul-winning course run by Charlie Haddad at church. Then Brother Robert encouraged me to take Miracles of God with Pastor Ringwald at the college as a part-time course. I really appreciated the Word of God being taught and expounded, and I thirsted for more. The next year, in 2012, the Lord's call to Bible college was unavoidable. And so I quit my job as a civilian, at the Army Supply Base in Moorbank and went into full-time college. I needed a job desperately to pay off the debt I owed, and so the Lord provided me with a permanent job 3 weeks later, which was next to home. I had moved to college, and I was working close to home. This enabled me to keep in touch with my family while undertaking the first year of Bible college. My zombie years were just beginning. As weeks into full-time Bible college were exposing the arduous physical and mental demands. The courses offered were very interesting and insightful, and I grew to appreciate the scriptures even more. I know that if it wasn't for the grace of God alone, I wouldn't have survived. I remember one time Pastor Schiavone preached in chapel, and he said, "If you're a Bible college student and you're getting 8 hours of sleep every night, you better get right with God." For me personally, there were many new adjustments made to life in college. New habits developed and new friends were made. By the end of the first year of college, I went to Greece in December, hoping to visit Angelo, but complications caused him to leave the country, and so I spent a month in Greece doing missions work in Thessalonica with other missionaries of like faith. I came back in January 2013 and entered a second year Bible college in February. Second year for me personally was intense and difficult. It was accompanied with many challenges which were proving and refining but yet rewarding. 2014 produced a more intense year than the previous two. For some reason, the final year of Bible college is always the hardest. I moved home in the final year, being with family, which was great. It made the trips to and from the college more difficult, but it was well worth it. I was tempted to drop some subjects during the start of my last year, although I had enough credits to graduate. But Pastor Harris's chapel messages at the start of the year were hard to get past. He preached messages on not taking the path of least resistance, but embracing the demands of these courses for the glory of God. And so I finished the year not taking the path of least resistance and survived by God's enabling. I must admit there were times when my focus on Christ was lost and I became distracted with other things and with other people. Just as I was about to finish this past month, the sudden urge came again to join the army. Keith Fennell, the author I mentioned earlier, had heard about my story and my futile attempts to join the army. He worked with my older brother, and my brother had told him about me. Keith wrote me a message saying he was stoked to hear I was in college, and he also said some words which were very profound, and I took it from the Lord, closing that door I tried to reopen. He said, "Sometimes our second choice in life is the best option." It was profound because in life it's natural to put ourselves before God. And he reiterated to me that God was the best choice for my life. And I repented and got right with God. May Christ be the object of our affections eternally. I will miss the hymn singing and chapel especially. I saw these as pivotal moments throughout the day in which I could draw on the resourcefulness of Christ to finish my course. Without the strength and grace of Jesus Christ, I could not have finished or achieved anything. Now a milestone has been reached by God's working alone, and Lord willing, I can go on into the future serving the Lord. I've surrendered to the Lord and anticipate His next phase for my life, whether it's an internship with further study, which is likely. For me now, it's all about being faithful in the small things and waiting for God to give the increase. College is a humbling experience. In your first year, you think you have a wealth of Bible knowledge and you want to teach the class. By the end of the year, you realize you know nothing. I would like to thank the lecturers who have been faithful, being up to teach, and pouring out their hearts to each student. I thank you for your love, for your willingness, and for the demerits. God's wisdom is evident in their lives, and it would be foolish to pass up an opportunity to sit under these men of God who have been touched by God. Thank you for your faithfulness and your dedication to Bible College and to each student. To each of my fellow students, thank you for being supportive in every sense of the word. Thank you for allowing me the privilege to know you and to grow with you in these past couple of years. It's been a great honor and a blessing. To my church family, thank you for your support. Thank you for your endless prayers for me. The Lord truly has used you to be a blessing to me. Special thanks to Pastor and Mrs. Hester, Pastor Bill and Joss, Rob, Angie, Mansour, Sharon, Charlie, Janet, Angelo, Raymond, Haddad, Rula, Narrowly, Lillian, Carl, Nazi, Nori, Chris, Lara, Anthony, Zina, George, Ilya, Mick, Jez, Nick, Ramson, Alex, Daz, Liz, Jen, Helen, Buds, Daniel, Jackie, the Pachetto family, the Reeve family, the Cousy family, the Manor family, Gavin, Ben from Lighthouse Baptist Church. They have been a very special blessing to me in a particular way and very encouraging to me, but none have been more encouraging than the Lord himself. No one has provided and blessed me more than the Lord. I rejoice in his exceeding greatness and power to do all things. With men it is impossible, but not with God. For with God all things are possible. Thank you, Faith Baptist Church, Regent's Park, for your love and hospitality towards me. I know that there are many people here tonight who have labored in prayer for me, who I don't know well enough, and some I don't know at all. Thank you sincerely from the bottom of my heart for your prayers. Finally, I would like to thank my family. Thank you for your understanding in this and your enduring love. May Christ continue to do his great work in your hearts. I know that this is the will of God for my life. And I thank God for blessing me with a wonderful family who fears God. I want you to know that I love you all. And I pray one day you may come to know the Savior like I know him. His grace is sufficient and his work is complete. I look forward to the day when we can all rejoice together in the salvation God has brought down to man. I'd like to thank my workmate Van for coming out, for driving me out tonight to make it a special night. Thanks, mate. May God give me grace to be a bright light not only at home, not only at work, not only at church, but also out in the unknown. Praise the Lord for his marvelous works and his great grace upon our lives. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen. Amen. And I just want to finish off this poem that someone gave me during Bible college, especially when I was going through a tough time. And it really helped me. And I just want to share it with you. I'm done. When God wants to drill a man and thrill a man and skill a man, when God wants to mold a man to play the noblest part, when he yearns with all his heart to create so great a bolder man that all the world shall be amazed, watch his methods, watch his ways, how he ruthlessly perfects whom he royally elects, how he hammers him and hurts him and with mighty blows converts him into trial shapes of clay which only God understands, while his tortured heart is crying and lifts beseeching hands, how he bends but never breaks when his good he undertakes, how he uses him whom he has chosen, with every purpose fuses him, by every act induces him to try his plan thereout. God knows what he's about. Thank you.